And we begin this edition of Ozarks at Large with a public declaration from two mayors promising to have their cities work together more closely.
Today I'm excited to be here with my friend Mayor Sandy Sanders to initiate our efforts to strengthen the connection between the second and third largest cities in our state.
That was Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan at an afternoon press conference yesterday at City Hall. Earlier in the day, Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders hosted a similar event in his city. The combined population of Fort Smith and Fayetteville is over 160,000 people. And both mayors say a combined voice from those cities could aid both cities. Both Mayor Sanders and Mayor Jordan say the cooperation could tap an underused resource.
If nothing else, the fact that the two cities are saying, golly, we're the second, third largest city. You suppose we might ought to talk to each other and work together? What a novel idea.
So it's all of us collectively working together and moving everything forward, not looking just necessarily as individual cities, but as a region as a whole.
While the mayors say any number of issues could benefit from their unity, Mayor Sanders says transportation will be the first item of discussion.
There are obviously industries in Fort Smith that will directly benefit from the channelization of the Arkansas River to a 12-foot depth. I-49, it's an obvious project for both cities to support and get behind. The transportation issues that we can partner on will help us in the congressional delegation with the U.S. Corps of Engineers to try to get these projects underway, get them funded, get them moving. I think the channelization of the river can be done much more quickly, obviously, than I-49, which is a longer-term project. But both are critical to the ongoing growth and development of both of our cities.
The push for I-49 that would stretch, supporters hope, from New Orleans to Kansas City and then north toward Canada has been an object of lobbying efforts for some time. Mayor Sanders says concentrated efforts by the two cities should make lobbying for the highway more effective when talking to Washington.
And we don't have to go at the same time because it also helps out. If Fort Smith is talking to our congressional delegation on these issues, and next week they're hearing it from the Fayetteville delegation, and the next week they're hearing it from some of the partners in the River Valley region, the partnership from Paris, Van Buren, and then they're hearing it from Springdale and Rogers. All those voices combined really make much more significant impact than just one city working on an issue.
Though such a public embrace of the two cities is rare, Mayor Jordan cites a long history between Fort Smith and Fayetteville, especially when it comes to transportation. He notes the first ever Butterfield stage trip from Fayetteville went over the Boston Mountains in September 1858 and ended in Fort Smith. Since then, rails and highways have joined the cities.
When you couple these two cities, the second and third largest city, and then you also have a Springdale, a Rogers, a Bentonville, you're looking into 400,000 range of people that can really be a force in a region. So it's all of us collectively working together and moving everything forward, not looking just necessarily as individual cities, but as a region as a whole.
Mayor Jordan also says he thinks that successful collaboration should lead to better energy-efficient means for transportation between the two regions, as well as the creation of more green-collar jobs. The cities have planned four formal conversations for 2012, two in each city. Regional cooperation in this part of the state has been discussed almost as long as there has been a region to be identified, and such efforts since that first Butterfield Trail stage route have not always produced the desired results. But Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders says he thinks groundwork for tangible results has already been developed on both sides of the Bobby Hopper Tunnel this time.
All of us have been hearing and talking and visualizing regional effort the last few years. And I think that efforts like the Northwest Arkansas Alliance, the Fort Smith Regional Alliance, things like that have been in operation for a year, two, three, people have been hearing more and more about regionalism, the importance of working together. And I think that some examples that I can see in the Fort Smith Van Buren area particularly, the Fort Smith Chamber has helped locate two major industries in Van Buren. So I think that those regionalism efforts are really paying off and will continue to pay off very much so in the future.
Both Mayor Sanders and Mayor Jordan say these initial meetings could eventually grow into a regional collaboration that could, in some instances, include interests in cities from as far away as Bella Vista to Boonville. This is Ozarks at Large.